very, very cold start to the day. We will have closings, cancellations, and delays. We've got a long list of that we'll get to around 6:30. But like I said, I'm at home this morning doing the show from home here today and then probably here in the next week or so. So hopefully I don't mess with anything here at the house. Back kind of getting in the swing of things. I've done the whole work from home thing before, so I think I know what I'm doing. But hopefully you're at home as well and not having to go out on the roads at all. Winter Weather Road Report brought to you by Connie Bear Law Office. Right now, haven't seen anything as far as accidents on any of the major roadways. So it looks like just it's slow going, of course, as the plow trucks, the wonderful plow trucks like Plowy McPlowface and Darth Blader get those roads cleared away. But we do still have some of the lake effect snow coming our way. Other things that are happening today that you might want to know about. And this is good for people that are at home. You don't want to be in the workplace for this because today is National Fart Day. Yeah, farts. That's what we're talking about today. A fart, you may not have known this, a fart can travel about 10 feet per second or almost 7 miles an hour. Fun fact and strange coincidence, maybe? Yesterday was National Bean Day. So if that means anything. Another thing about farts, and this is going to be the last thing. A famous scientific study back in the 70s found that women's farts consistently smell worse than men's farts because women have higher concentrations of hydrogen sulfide. So if women say, well, so a lot of women will say women don't fart. That's what people will say. Here's some other things that are happening today as we move away from the farts. So I promise you, that's the last time I'm going to talk about that, what I was talking about, farts. Okay, last time. Today's also National Bobblehead Day. Bobbleheads have actually been around for a long time, not just at the baseball games. They've actually been around since the 1700s and weren't invented actually for baseball promotions. They were first made in Germany as a kid's toy, but the San Francisco Giants made them a pop culture hit back in 1999 when they gave away 20,000 Willie Mays bobbleheads. And now there's a bobblehead for just about everything. I know even back when the pandemic was canceling a lot of baseball games, they had a lot of bobbleheads for a lot of players that they were not able to give away to fans. So you could probably get a lot of those bobbleheads pretty cheap right now. Also today, if you're thinking about dinner, it's National Tempura Day. This famous Japanese dish was actually invented by the Portuguese in the 16th century. They introduced tempura batter to Japan when they've been where they've been frying shrimp and veggies in it ever since. Also today, we mentioned yesterday that it was Orthodox Christmas Eve. Well, now it's Orthodox Christmas Day today, celebrated by the Greeks and the Russians and marked by the midnight mass last night. Christmas is also celebrated today by Egypt's Coptic Orthodox Christians. So there you go. Those are the holidays that are happening today. We do have a lot of other things to get to this morning. Like I said, closings, cancellations, delays, we'll have those here in the next 10 minutes. We'll also talk about how popular TikTok has become. And something that I was a big fan of when I was a kid is making a comeback, kind of. All that and more and what's trending, what people are talking about. And there's also something I may try to get to this morning. I know it's a busy show today with Furry Friends Friday cancellations and a whole bunch of other stuff. But I found a list of moments when actors have changed the script in movies and TV shows to make them better. And I love movies, so I thought I'd share that with you. I might try to get to that sometime later on this morning. Some other things for you to feed your brain, because if kids, you got snow days today, you may be doing some school virtually, but you need to learn some more things as well. And that's why I've got useless knowledge for you this morning. Here's some useless knowledge. Owls can't move their eyes. Their eyes are not balls, actually. They're cylinders that are held in place by bones. And because of that, owls have evolved to be able to rotate their heads 270 degrees left and right and 90 degrees up and down. Spooky. But really cool, actually. If you like bananas, technically bananas aren't a fruit. They're actually an herb. The bananas... hang on one second. The banana plant, that is sometimes called a banana tree, but it's actually an herb since it's a succulent stem instead of a wood one. So there you go. Enjoy that banana today, but now you know it's not a fruit. It's an herb, so you got to have some other fruits. If you're going to be going to the ATM today, you know the inventor of the ATM wanted to use a 6-digit PIN. But when he ran the idea by his wife, she could only remember 4 digits. And because of her so-so memorization skills, it's been a 4-digit PIN ever since. And I just hope that your PIN is not 1234 because that's just too easy. Pick something a little harder. And if you're going to go to the gas station or buy the ATM and maybe pick up some candy bars, there have been more than 300 different flavors of Kit Kats produced in Japan, including pear, soybean, blueberry, cheesecake, green tea, and wasabi. See, they don't have those different flavors of Kit Kats here. I mean, I think at most we get chocolate, white chocolate, and I feel like I've seen a green one, but I don't think it's wasabi. I think it's like... Actually, I don't even know what flavor that is, but that's some useless knowledge for you this morning, and we can try and lobby to get ourselves some of those different flavor Kit Kats. I don't think I'd want to try the wasabi, but the green tea one I think would be pretty good. Pear soybean, not so much, but blueberry cheesecake, sign me up for that. If you are home, this is going to be a great thing for you, or just if you're thinking about cleaning up your house in 2022 or just starting fresh overall in your life, came across this list and Martha Stewart put it together. So I trust what she has to say on most things. She came up with a list of 5 household things that you should just toss out for the start of 2022. Where should I go? There's 5 of them. Should I go 5 to 1 or 1 to 5? Let's just start with number 1. Old documents, stuff like super old tax documents, bank and credit card statements, those can all be shredded. It's also a good time to toss out old takeout menus, coupons, because a lot of those probably expired in 2021. And if you got any junk mail, just get rid of that stuff. You can shred it if you want. Some of that stuff you don't really need to worry about shredding. And if you do want to hold on some of those important documents like credit card statements and tax documents, you can always just scan those either with a scanner or your phone has a really good camera on it. So you could probably just take a picture of that stuff, put it in the cloud like Dropbox or Google Drive. And there's really no reason to hold on to a lot of those. I think you only need like your tax documents or your tax returns from like 4 or 5 years ago. I don't think you need to go back to like 2004 to find out you still don't have a lot of money. Here's another one on this list of things you need to get rid of in 2022. Damaged kitchenware, stuff like Tupperware that's stained or missing its lid, chipped drinking glasses, or a pan that just has a few too many scratches. You just get rid of that stuff. Not saying you got to just dump all that stuff and buy new, but some of those things like the Tupperware that doesn't have a lid, I'm pretty sure you're not going to find that lid sometime in 2022. Just get rid of it. Plus, that stuff's really cheap right now. You can probably get some good deals. And also, as you're maybe cleaning out the refrigerator and seeing you got a lot of Tupperware in there, that's probably where some of that stuff is. You need to throw out expired fridge and pantry items. The beginning of the new year is a good time to go through your fridge and pantry because anything with an expiration date in 2021, yeah, that's expired. So get rid of it. Real easy to figure that one out. Another thing on this list, clothes that you don't wear or stuff that's worn out, doesn't fit, or was a gift but you never used it. Man, I am guilty of all of these things and holding on to this stuff. I wouldn't consider myself a hoarder, but I definitely have a good hoarder starter pack going on with a lot of the stuff that I hold on to. And be honest, let's be honest. If you are thinking about, oh, well, I'm gonna lose weight. I'm gonna get back in shape in 2022. So those jeans that I could fit into 10 years ago, I'm holding on to those because I want to fit into those. Just get rid of them. Another thing that you should get rid of, according to Martha Stewart, this list of things you need to get rid of in 2022, junk drawer items. Go through those, toss out any of those pens that don't write, dead or expired batteries. Definitely recycle those batteries. And empty tape dispensers, especially the ones that you got from the holidays. You ran out of tape. You're like, oh, just go get another roll of tape. No, just toss it out. And also any of those out-of-date phone chargers and other unusable items. So that could really just be anything. A lot of that stuff that's like, oh, well, you know, it just needs one little part and I'll fix it. But that's been something that hasn't been in use for 2-3 years. Probably time to get rid of it. And honestly, any of that stuff that's actually worth something, you can always sell it. Sell it on Facebook Marketplace or eBay, or just put an ad in the paper if you want or something like that. Just get rid of that stuff. Start anew. Start fresh in 2022. If you missed any of the stuff on that list, I'll share that list on our Facebook page. This is something interesting. And this is another thing that might pass your time, is you're probably going to watch a lot of TikTok or do a lot of TikTok videos. If you don't have TikTok, apparently we all need to get TikTok, because people are using TikTok more and more. And in 2021, this is a very surprising thing for me. TikTok got more internet traffic than Google. Way back in 2020, TikTok ranked number 7, but it seems that people are turning to TikTok not just to see people singing, dancing, or do things like that, but also to learn stuff and get information, which is why it actually bumped Google from the top spot. So if you don't have TikTok, maybe a good time to go check it out. This is something that's happening in space, and I don't think it's a good idea, but the next generation of NASA space exploration starts in March with the launch of Artemis 1. And though it won't have any humans on board, it will carry someone familiar, and that's Alexa. Hang on. She's listening to me right now. And the Space Launch System is a gigantic rocket designed to take cargo into deep space. And the scientists want to see whether a digital assistant could be helpful to future human crews. We've seen this on sci-fi movies in the past, and we know that didn't work out. So this is probably not a good idea in reality. But what they're doing is they're sending this speaker, the smart speaker, up, and a Cisco WebEx video screen, and will interact with them as if a real person were on board. Kind of weird, but I actually am interested to see how it all goes and what ends up happening. I just don't want Alexa to turn on us and then, okay, she heard me again. Okay, I need to stop saying her name. I just don't want it to turn on us and then destroy the whole world. That's just, you know, it's just my theory. I watch a lot of movies. I don't know what's going to happen in reality, though. Speaking of destroying things, this broke my heart. General Motors planning to demolish 120 Corvettes. They're doing this with the C8 Corvettes. These are like the brand new ones. And they were damaged by a tornado that struck GM's Bowling Green, Kentucky factory just last month. Now, none of the workers at the plant were hurt, but the production on the C8 is expected to continue at some point in the future. But they have to destroy the ones that got damaged. But I have a suggestion. Instead, maybe just bring them to my house. I'll fix them up, make them real nice. Also, one last thing. Dr. Dre is putting up most of the money for the Super Bowl halftime show himself. So if it gets canceled due to COVID, he could lose millions of dollars. That's because his insurance has a quote-unquote communicable disease exception. So he's going to perform, and then some other performers like Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar also performing. Not sure. I mean, I love Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg and Eminem and Mary J. Blige, so I think this might be a really good halftime show, so I really hope it happens.